Conservatives react to Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to Supreme Court. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on April 7, 2022. After the U.S. Senate confirmed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday, conservative activists and politicians called out her radical anti-life views and noted she would be a rubber stamp for liberal dark money groups. Carrie Severino, president of the Judicial Crisis Network, an organization dedicated to strengthening liberty and justice in America, noted that Jackson's confirmation would be a rubber stamp for liberal dark money group Arabella Advisors. With the confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson today, the behemoth Arabella Advisors network gets a rubber stamp on the court, Severino tweeted. For as long as she serves, expect Justice Jackson to deliver from the bench the liberal policy agendas pushed by their radical dark money groups. The Arabella Advisors network is connected to the liberal dark money group Demand Justice, which played a vital role in securing Jackson's appointment to the Supreme Court. Marjorie Tannenfelser, president of the pro-life group Susan B. Anthony List, called out Jackson's radical anti-life views in a statement issued after her confirmation. Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation fulfills President Biden's promise to the abortion lobby and raises the stakes of this year's critical midterm elections, Tannenfelser said. As we await a decision in the Dobbs case, momentum is growing nationwide to protect unborn children and their mothers. Americans of all stripes want to modernize our extreme laws that allow abortion on demand up to birth, well after science shows babies in the womb feel pain, she added. More than ever, we need pro-life champions in the states and Washington who act on the will of the people and represent their values. We thank all our pro-life Senate allies who questioned Jackson about her radical anti-life views and voted against confirmation, said Tannenfelser. We will work tirelessly to take back the House and Senate this November, and we will never stop fighting to hold pro-abortion politicians accountable at the ballot box. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called Jackson a radical activist judge and called out her failure to answer simple questions during her confirmation hearings. McDaniel said, Biden's pick Ketanji Brown Jackson is a radical activist judge, one who failed to answer simple questions on her record, including leniency for child porn offenders and support of CRT. Jackson has proved to be in lockstep with the far left's political agenda, even refusing to define what a woman is. The RNC will hold Democrats accountable this November for supporting Biden's radical pick. During her confirmation hearings, Jackson claimed she could not define the word woman and also refused to say whether she believed individuals possess natural rights. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell said that Democrats are stacking the deck with far-left prosecutors, woke warriors at the Department of Justice, and federal judges who believe criminals deserve lighter treatment. This project is terrible for innocent American families, McConnell said. And every piece of evidence suggests Democrats view Judge Jackson as its crown jewel. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott said, Today's confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson reflects the continued danger of a Democrat-controlled Senate. KBJ is outside the mainstream on many legal issues and failed to give satisfactory answers to some very basic questions during her hearing, such as why she was consistently lenient on child sexual predators. Radical Senate Democrats have consistently voted however Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer asked them to. Today is no different. On the other hand, Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, a nonprofit Christian legal advocacy group, praised Jackson's commitment to the U.S. Constitution's supremacy. ADF congratulates Ketanji Brown Jackson on her confirmation as the next Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. The American people count on our courts to apply the laws as written, not engage in judicial policymaking, ADF President and CEO Michael Ferris said. A justice therefore should interpret the Constitution faithfully and according to the original public meaning of the framers who wrote it, he added. Respecting the Constitution in this way is essential to protect our precious freedoms, including the fundamental freedoms of free speech, religious freedom, parental rights, and the right to life from conception to natural death. We affirm what Justice Jackson said during her confirmation hearings about believing that the Constitution is fixed in its meaning and that the original public meaning of the words of the Constitution are a limitation on my authority to import my own policy, he added. All Americans should affirm those words, the limits of judicial office, and the supremacy of the Constitution.